into the living room across the yard.
Yes.
How far from the?
No, we did. My grandmother cooked in the kitchen, but they never eat in there. Her dining room was a shed room on the side of the living room. We always eat there.
There was no entrance from the kitchen to the dining room.
Every kitchen was out in the yard.
And what kind of stoves did they have in the kitchens then?
They had it. It had cooked on the fireplace.
You cooked everything on the fireplace?
Yes, no. They never had any stove till I was in the room.
Is that right?
I didn't have any stoves in those days, but my few people had stoves.
Well, now, what particular utensils did they use? Of course, I presume a spit to cook the meat over the open fire.
We had pots and had cooked in a pot and hung over the fire.
On a crane?
Yes. On a crane.
Well, now, how about breads and biscuits and so forth.
Biscuits in a skillet.
And did you have a little trivet or something that the skillet sat on? Would it go right over the coals?
No, they just brought fire out on the hearth and set the skillet over the fire and heated it and cooked it and had a lid on the top and put fire on the lid. Cooked the bread.
Oh, you put fire on top of the lid?
Yes.
I see. Well, those were coals. I suppose you had to let your fire get down to a certain...
Yes, you had to get up in the morning and make a fire and wait till you had the fire burnt coals enough to cook your bread and things like that.
Now, that was back in... What would you say, in the 1860s?
I was born in 1861, so all this, I was raised up there in the country.
And did you come into Wilkesboro to school?
I wasn't in school in Wilkesboro. I just went to a country school.
Oh, it was there in the church out in the country.
In the country.
Well,
in county school.
When you speak of free school, who paid the teacher's salaries, or was that voluntary?
I don't know.
Did you take...
It was a free school paid by the county, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you take regular examinations?
No, we just taught... Went to school and studied this old blueback spelling book, and you heard of that. Webster's old blueback spelling book. When I went to school, I don't remember learning my ABCs. I knew them and went.
You probably knew them at home.
Yes, I learned my ABCs. I don't know when I learned them, but I knew them when I went to school. I could spell B-A-B and the A-D like that when I went to school. First school ever I went to. And I just didn't study anything but this old blueback spelling book.
Did you? You didn't do any arithmetic?
No, I wasn't old enough to do arithmetic then. I don't know when I started arithmetic.
I suppose sometimes we absorb these things unconsciously, whether without studying them, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about how Wilkesboro looked in those days. Yeah. Has it changed a great deal?
Yes, I guess so. The first time in Wilkesboro was just a street.
The main street where it is now.
The main street.
And was the early courthouse located where the
president... The courthouse is located. I have the courthouse, my grandmother give the dirt to build that courthouse on. And I don't, that was built long before I was born.
The first courthouse, was, would that have been that your grandmother gave the land for?
She gave the land that courthouse is on there now.
The first courthouse stood where the present one is then. Yeah. Do you remember what the one that preceded this one looked like?
What?
You remember how the courthouse that preceded this one looked?
Yeah, it all looked just alike to me.
It was a brick building too?
Yeah. Yes.
And where was the post office? Was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember anything about the post office.
I suppose in those days, transportation being what it was, you didn't get into town very often. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you move into town?
Well, I never did live in Wilkesboro.
Why? You never did? When you came and you lived here in North Wilkesboro?
No. I lived on a farm 3 miles below here. See, my mother, my father, and mother both died. I don't remember them.
Oh, I see.
My mother died, and my mother, I was born the first year of the war, and my, I was just 9 months old when she died.
Mm.
And in a month from that time, my father died. I don't remember either one of them.
And your grandmother reared you?
Yes, my mother's mother reared me.
She must have had some interesting tales to tell you, didn't she?
Well, I reckon she could have. She thought about telling me. I was raised up there in the country, 9 miles above Wilkesboro,
mm-hmm.
where my grandmother lived.
And then did you live there until you were a grown lady?
I lived there to my grandmother, to my guardian lived 3 miles below here. Mrs. Hunt. I lived there till I got old enough to go to school.
I suppose, of course, in those days, there was nothing on this side of the river at all.
No. No, nothing at all. We all crossed the river on horseback, went everywhere on horseback.
Was there a bridge across the river?
No.
You forded it on horseback. Well, was it, they were just farmlands along here,
yes,
on the North Wilkesboro side. Do you remember when the railroad was put through?
You what?
When the railroad was put through, do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, I remember that.
Was there great rejoicing? Did they make quite a thing of it or not?
Oh, I reckon so. I was married long before the railroad came.
I guess the railroad came through 1900, is that right?
I don't
know. Uh-huh.
I'm no hand to remember dates. I can't remember dates.
Well, I think it's what you do remember rather than dates themselves that makes more interesting conversation. What do you notice, do you feel has been the big change throughout your very long life?
Oh, yes. Didn't know anything, you know, when I was growing up, and going anywhere, there wasn't very many people then that had a buggy. Everybody went horseback everywhere. I had an aunt and an uncle that had had relations in Virginia, and they went to Virginia and went horseback and carried their carried the clothes and saddlebags.
How long did the trip take them?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I've heard my Aunt Tilda about Aunt Kate Stokes and Uncle Hugh going to Virginia horseback.
Well, that certainly must have been. Was that considered an undertaking then, or did so many people do it that it wasn't regarded as a feat?
Everybody did it, I reckon. There's nothing to think about. Anything going anywhere except going horseback.
I suppose between us women, you notice the great change that has come about as far as woman's place in the world is concerned, or do you think it really has changed as much as we think?
It's changed a great deal.
Do you approve?
Women stayed at home and tend to the business. They never had anything to do with any kind of business in those days.
Well, the school teachers, were they women or men?
They were. They usually were men. The first school teacher ever I went to was a man. And I was just afraid of him to death.
Did you all get punished if you...
Never. He never punished me. I never got a whipping at school. They always told us in those days, if the teacher whipped you, you told him you're going to whip you. You're going to get a whipping when you got home. Forget the whipping at school.
You had to be doubly good then to avoid double punishment.
Yes, if you got a whipping at school, your parents whipped you when you got home for getting a whipping.
Now, I believe you told me there was no heat in the school, or in the church, rather, so you couldn't go to school in cold weather.
No, we didn't. We used to, when it'd get cold, they'd make a fire outdoors, and we'd get cold while the school stopped.
Well, now, what did they do on Sundays in cold weather? Were they not able to have church then, either?
Well, I went to church with my grandmother. I always went to church, and I can remember going to church when I was a little girl. We never had any fire. We stayed there till that church was over.
I imagine sometimes it got very cold, didn't it, sitting there?
Yes, it was cold, but then we had to go. My grandmother went to preaching and took me, cold or hot. And always went, and we didn't have church only once a month.
Oh, I see.
And they had a circuit rider, and he come around the circuit once a month. And my grandmother's home was counted the preacher's home. They already come there.
Oh, and he would stay at your house then overnight?
Stayed overnight. Stayed till over Sunday.
Tell me about some of the clothes that women wore then.
They wore, I wore my grandmother made my clothes. Wool cloth.
Did the people knit their own stockings?
Oh, yes. I thought I was wonderful when I could knit a stocking. I knit stockings. Knit their own stockings and everything.
Well, now, did they weave the cloth for their...
They weave the cloth, wove their own cloth. My grandmother, or my aunt, was a great... My grandmother was a great weaver and spinner. My aunt would spin and then spin at night. In those days, they didn't have any lamps. I can remember when I didn't have anything but a tallow candle.
And did you make your own candles?
Yes. And my grandmother molded her own candles.
Did you learn to spin and weave too?
I never could learn to spin. I could weave a little, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't spin. Save my life, I couldn't spin.
Well, tell me, how did they make their own dyes?
What?
Did they make their own dyes to color the
cloth? Yes. My grandmother was a great hand to dye.
How many petticoats did you wear?
I don't know. I wore enough to keep them warm.
You don't remember how many, though. I thought that'd be certainly interesting to know, since the style once more to wear big petticoats. Did you wear hoop skirts?
Yes, I remember I wore hoop skirts.
Did, as a child, you wore hoop skirts?
I wore a hoop skirt when I was a little girl. I had an uncle, my aunt. I lived with my grandmother and my uncle. He went to Charlotte every year and carried bacon and apples and things there. And I remember he bringing me my first hoop skirt.
Oh, I bet you were thrilled with it, weren't you?
I had a cousin that was just 2 years older than me that was my aunt's daughter. Her husband was dead. And I remember going running way down the road to meet him when he come back from Charlotte with our hoop skirt. Well, I was there just a little while, a little girl.
Well, of course, I'm sure you saved those for dress-up occasions, didn't you?
Yes, we had those for some.
Oh, I bet you look cute in them. You don't have any pictures, do you?
No.
But what?
Wasn't any pictures, any photographers in those days that went around.
I think that's when they had the daguerreotypes that we see in the family albums.
Yes, I had two. My father, and my house got burned up, and those pictures got burned.
Oh, what
from
a
my
shame.
Father and my mother.
Now, what do you think of the way women dress now?
Well, I think it's all right.
You approve of it? I noticed you put in that, "I reckon." That sounded a little doubtful. Do you really approve?
Of the way the women dress, yes. I reckon it's all right, the way they dress. They used to wear hoop skirts, and all the dresses were down to the ground, and they were drugged. Dresses come down to the floor.
Well, now, with your hoop skirts, did you wear pantalettes?
I wore when I was a little girl. I wore a short dress and I wore pantalettes, and the pantalettes showed about that much below the dress.
Would they have rows of lace on them, or tucks, or just according to your own fancy?
Yes, I had lace and tucks on my petticoats and things.
Well, now, if I may get back, I'm so fascinated by this spinning and weaving of the cloth. Did you all have your own sheep, or was it wool they spun, I presume?
What?
Was it wool that they,
Yes, I remember my grandmother had sheep.
She had sheep. And
she shared the sheep, and I remember the sheep sharing, and every spring, and then we washed the wool in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then they picked this wool and carried it to the factory and had it spun, had it carded in rolls, and then these then they spun the yarn in these rows.
Oh, and they would go on, what is that called, a distaff? The spool that held the wool for spinning? Did it fit the side of the spinning wheel, or the top of it?
Spinning wheel, we had the... Oh, I don't know. They spun it, and then they reeled it in yards, so many yards.
Well, then did they dye it after it was woven?
Well, grandmother used to dye her wool. Dye her wool, some of her wool. And some she left white. And they dyed this wool with the walnut roots, with walnut bark. My grandmother was a great hand to dye and make
What other colors did she make? What other dyes?
She made black and she dyed this wool, black wool, with walnut bark.
Mm-hmm.
With walnut big dug roots and dyed this yarn. And then it was spun. And reeled into yards. And then wove not a loom.
Well, now, did they make the clothes for the men as well as for the women in the family?
Yes, she made, they wove what they called jeans. And they mixed this wool, white and black, and then just carding that made gray. And they'd make, they made jeans cloth. My aunt was a great weaver. She wove jeans cloth. And I could fill quills, but I never could learn to spin.
Now, when you say you could fill quills, would you please explain that to me? I don't know exactly what that means.
I don't know whether I can or not.
What were the quills used?
The quills was the quills that I would fill quills on a wheel, and then these quills were put in a shuttle, and the shuttle was like
that's very interesting. Do you have any idea what the population was in Wilkes or in Wilkesboro at that time?
No. I was too young to know things.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought perhaps you might remember something about it.
No, I never just remember that.
Of course, I know you were too young to know when the war between the states was going on, but after it was over, and say you were 8, 10 growing up along there, I suppose you heard many tales then of people who had returned from the war.
Yes.
And the stories they told. Actually, how much of course, I know that men from Wilkes went away and fought, but were there any actual engagements here in Wilkes?
I don't know.
I just wondered. All we know, of course, is a sign that we've seen. No, that was the Revolution, the Colonel Tarleton's movement, but it's been hard for us to find out anything about how the Civil War affected Wilkes, aside from the fact that its men fought in the war.
Yes. My father was in the Mexican War. And before he was married, my father was 40 years old when he was married. And he was in this. He went to the Civil War because he thought it would be so awful to have niggers made equal with his children. Said he'd lay down, I heard my aunt tell that he'd lay down and die before his children should be made equal, niggers should be made equal with his children. I don't know if he's living now and see what the niggers did. I don't know what he'd do.
Well, your father was killed in the war.
My father was wounded in the 7 days fight around Richmond. Mm-hmm. In 61, and he died. He had his leg taken off. He died from the wound.
Oh, I see. Was he able to come home?
No, he brought home dead.
Mm-hmm.
He come home. My mother died. He went to the war. He didn't have to go, but he went. He was too old to go, but he went anyway because he'd been in the war, and he come home and took my brother and me, I was a baby, my mother took me and my brother to see him at High Point, I believe it was. And she took cold on that trip, and she never lived 10 days after she come back.
Oh my!
And then my father come home when she died, and then my aunt went there and stayed with me and my brother with the niggers had. The gang of niggers to wait on everybody. And then he went back to the war. And just in 1 month from the time my mother died, my father was brought home dead. So I don't remember anything. Don't remember anything about my father and mother. I had one brother, and he's older. 2 or 3 years older than me.
How were the people in those days able to get their produce in the market? I suppose, did they have wagons?
The hell, why just wagons?
Of course, I presume, naturally, they lived off their own land. Was there a great deal of game around here to provide meat in those days?
I reckon I can remember I always killed a lot of hogs in those days. And so, see, I was 4 years old when the war ended, and I remember the Yankees coming to my grandmother's.
Oh, you do?
And she and his come through there and stole every horse she had and everything else they wanted. They went to the crib and stole corn and everything. And I remember seeing the Yankees, but that's all I know. I know the whole of the Yankees was in the room, and I was just little and in the bed. And they turned, I had my head covered up. And they uncovered my head and looked at me. Yeah, I don't know who they were. And I can just remember that. The Yankees turning the cover down and looking at me. And I was a little child. And the Yankees give my brother an Indian rubber ball. He kept that ball a long time. And I always just said the Yankees give it to him. That's all I know about it.
Were you terribly frightened or not knowing who they were, didn't you?
I just covered my head up and didn't see one.
Well, do you remember hearing people talk, was it awfully, or did Wilkes County and Wilkes Countyans suffer terribly as a result of the war? Was it hard for them to get back, for the men to come back and get their fields in order again and produce?
I was too little to remember anything about that. I don't remember anything about that till I was 8 years old. I went to school to Mr. Barber.
Mr. Barber?
Preacher Barber.
Barber. Oh, yes, uh-huh.
That's first school. This first school I went to was a free school. And that's first school I went to. I don't know how long ago.
I hope we're not wearing you out, are we?
No, you see, they, in those days, why... I can't remember, and I thought it was an age, you know, from one Christmas to the next.
Oh, of course.
I don't know. I had an aunt. My father's sister come here from Louisiana when I was 8 years old, and I remember her telling her my age. And after she left here, I went back, I went to school to Mr. Barber.
Now, how did she come up here from Louisiana, do you know?
I don't know that.
Uh-huh, I just wondered how she made the trip.
I know she come from Salisbury in a buggy.
Do you have any idea how long the trip from here to Salisbury took in a buggy?
It almost took two days.
Is that right? Where would they stop on the way?
Yes, there was a certain place they stopped on the way. Yes.
Excuse me.
I don't know where it was.
I don't know. I'm afraid she
I know that.
Stop her.